But if the press was fickle, public tastes were even more so. Despite all the provocative news from Russia, the dispatches which most intrigued Londoners in January concerned a man-eating leopard that menaced Nainital in northern India, not far from the Burmese border. The Pannar man-eater was said to have killed more than 400 natives, and accounts were remarkable for their vivid, even lurid detail. "The vicious Pannar beast," wrote one correspondent, "kills for the sake of killing and not for any food. It rarely eats any portion of the body of its victims, although 2 weeks past it ate the upper torso of an infant after stealing it from its crib. Indeed, the majority of its victims have been children under the age of 10 who are unfortunate enough to stray from the centre of the village after nightfall. Adult victims are generally mauled and later die of suppurating wounds." Mr. Redby, a hunter of the region, says these infections are caused by rotten flesh lodged in the beast's claws. The Pannar killer is exceedingly strong and has been seen to carry off a fully grown female adult in its jaws while the victim struggles and cries out most piteously. These and other stories became the delicious talk of dining rooms among company given to raciness. Women coloured and tittered and exclaimed, while men, especially company men who had spent time in India, spoke knowledgeably about the habits of such a beast and its nature. An interesting working model of a tiger devouring an Englishman owned by the East India Company was visited by fascinated crowds. The model can still be seen in the Victoria and Albert Museum. And when, on February the 17th, 1855, a caged, fully grown leopard arrived at London Bridge Terminus, it created a considerable stir. Much more than the arrival a short time previously of armed guards carrying strong boxes of gold which were loaded into the SER luggage van. Here was a full-sized, snarling beast which roared and charged the bars of its cage as it was loaded onto the same luggage van of the London Folkestone train. The animal's keeper accompanied the beast in order to look after the leopard's welfare and to protect the luggage van guard in the event of any unforeseen mishap. Meanwhile, before the train departed the station, the keeper explained to the crowd of curious onlookers and children that the beast ate raw meat, that it was a female, 4 years old, and that it was destined for the continent, where it would be a present to a well-born lady. The train pulled out of the station shortly after 8 o'clock, and the guard on the luggage van closed the sliding side door. There was a short silence while the leopard stalked its cage and growled intermittently. Finally, the railway guard said, "What do you feed her?" The animal's attendant turned to the guard.